Thanks to all. Oh, my first guest is laughing. You're laughing.
Why wouldn't I?
You like the idea of coffee supporting the arts?
Oh, absolutely.
And everybody's supporting the arts, right?
Oh, absolutely, for
great.
That, sure.
My first guest is the birthday boy, and that would be Rick Crawford. Hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm just enjoying the fact that I'm still breathing. And I'm kind of celebrating along with the NASA folks because I had just turned 18 when they landed on the moon.
Well, I have a moon story myself. You heard me send this out to Calgary. Well, folks, I sent it out to the real Neil Armstrong. That's
wow.
Right. I was with Neil Armstrong when that happened.
Wow. What's the backstory on that?
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, my Neil Armstrong was 14 at the time, spells his name the English way, N-I-A-L-L, and has lived the last 50 years. I just spoke to him before I came into the station. He has lived the last 50 years with the legacy of the moon landing because when people hear his name, of course, they connect him. And and we were all together in Nova Scotia when that happened. And one thing he said that was interesting to me, and I have to think about this with a lot of stuff. He said, you know, when Neil Armstrong, the astronaut, died, a little piece of him also went because he had been so connected with this moon man. It's an interesting thing to think about because there are many, many Carol Newmans around. I don't know about Rick Crawford's, but
there's a NASCAR truck driver.
Okay. Well, that might be something, you know.
I think there's some sort of politician as well with that name.
But the Neil Armstrong is an icon. So I am delighted. And maybe his big brother Bruce is listening, too. You never know.
So you never know.
I send this out to all of us who were around then. And as Rick says, as he celebrates his birthday, we're glad to be here today.
Yeah.
We're not necessarily glad with what's going on in the world today, but we're glad to be alive and with each other as well. Now, Rick is here because you may remember this is Arts Live and Local, not Astronaut Day. Rick is here because he gets to also fly around the world, isn't that so?
Yeah, not near as fast as they do, but
no,
yeah, I do get around.
True. You fly around the world because you go to international art shows and
collaborations
right. All over the world. Well, you got one coming up soon, but it's a little different, isn't it?
This one's going to be different. My last one was in New Zealand. It's called Collaborations with an NZ on the end, and this is 2019. They're held in Whangarei. That was my third time there. The very first collab I ever did was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When was that?
That was in 2011. It's held every year in March.
Okay.
And
have you been going just about every year?
No. This was a 4-year hiatus for me.
Okay.
But the fun thing was there were so many people there that remembered me. I had so many hugs. It was really cool.
Sweet.
But what we're here to talk about now.
Yes.
Is,
and then why you get to go to these things.
Oh, well, yeah.
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 Okay.
So I've been invited to the Frogwood collaboration. And for those of you that are internet savvy, go to frogwoodcollab.com and look at participants for 2019, and you'll see me on there.
And what are you going to be doing?
I'm a sculptor and a jeweler, and I do a lot of carving of wood, and I suspect I'm going to be doing that again.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Sure.
You suspect you'll be doing that. This means that this isn't like you take all your stuff and show and tell.
Oh, no. This is an actual working experience. We go there with our tools. with materials, hand-me-downs, studio mess-ups, which is a polite term, found objects, etc. And those go into the resource area. And we all know what each other's skill sets are. And we start bouncing ideas off of each other, saying, hey, look, we could take this and this and this. Mm-hmm. But going back to what you said, not necessarily, it's because you are encouraged to try out different skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you really broaden your horizons as an artist by doing that.
So what genres of art are there? What different forms that you have perhaps been involved in?
I have been, when I was in France the last time in 2017, I was involved with a glass artist. I was also involved with a bronze caster. I'm always involved with the basket weavers there. There was a paper maker that was making paper out of hemp. Mm-hmm. And it has a tendency to warp as it dries, and we had a lot of fun with that. So you get exposed to all these different skill sets, and it just it plants a seed in your art mind.
So you said you bring your mess ups, that's a good technical term.
Yeah.
And then you put them in a resource area.
Yep.
And then somebody else comes and perhaps takes that and comes to you and says, can you help me?
Or not necessarily me, because there's going to be 47 of us in Frogwood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's just kind of median.
It's a lot of artists.
When in New Zealand, there were 70 of us.
How does this work logistically?
You get invited, for one thing. You express an interest in becoming part of the collaboration. They look at your work, and if they feel that you would be a good fit, technically, skill set-wise, you get invited.
And where are you? What, first of all, where is Frogwood?
Why is
this collaboration different from all other collaborations?
Ah, okay. Frogwood is in Colton, Oregon, which is about an hour and a half southeast of Portland. And what makes this one so different for me is all the other collabs I've been to, Australia, New Zealand, France, my power tools won't work there because of the difference in voltage. And so I'm always having to request someone to loan me what I use, usually a Fordham flex shaft. Well, this time I can bring whatever I want because it's all going to work.
Wow, and you can bring stuff that other people might need to borrow.
Precisely, and I've got a Chevy Express van, and that's going to carry all that. Plus, there's a bed in there for me to sleep in. I don't have to bunk with anybody.
Uh-huh. Where is a space large enough for all these artists to be doing their own
Camp
projects?
Colton, it's a former summer camp, I believe, and it's now an event center. They'll have weddings there and whatnot. And somehow the Frogwood organizers learned of it and were able to get an agreement going where they could use it at this time. And Frogwood's every year. It's every August, middle of August.
I see.
And there will be a no-reserve auction on Sunday. Is it Sunday the 18th or 19th? I think the 18th of August.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and that will be at the University of Oregon in Portland at one of their exhibit halls, I believe. And
so can outsiders come?
Outsiders can come. Bring your checks, your cash, your credit card. They'll take them all. And it's a no-reserve auction, and you get to have one-of-a-kind art pieces that will never, ever be duplicated.
Nice. Have you, said you got lots of hugs when you went, so do you know of any folks coming this time?
Oh, yeah. I know several of them.
Great community.
Oh, it's a
beautiful.
Huge community.
Yeah.
When I was in New Zealand, I was talking to two people that I know are going to be there. They're on the board. And another person said, oh, Frogwood? Yeah, I'm going to be there. And then Ty Lake, who's a furniture maker in Hawaii, who I've known since 2011, said, oh, yeah, I'm going to be there this time. And Ty Lake has his own collaboration in Hawaii. I'm hoping to get invited to that sometime.
Nice. Well, I know because I go to dance festival workshops, and and even Country Fair,
where
we see the same people every year, and maybe that's the only place we see them. We don't always even know a lot about their lives, but we know the passion we have together.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful feeling. Yeah. So when you come back, will you be bringing some of the work that you created there?
Or if I buy it, everything made there goes out to auction.
Oh, yeah, even your own work. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
It's not mine. It's,
right.
It's part of the collaboration.
And that means whether, so if you decide, like last time you worked in glass, that goes into the auction.
Everything goes in the auction.
I love it.
There will be a bronze caster there, and I intend to spend some time with him learning, because I've got a couple of kilns. I want to learn casting.
So, and the other thing is that this is a lesson in non-attachment, because you don't get to keep the stuff. So
No, but it stimulates your creative thinking.
I'm sure it has to. So, well, I hope you have a wonderful time.
Oh, I know I'm going to.
And I hope you have a wonderful birthday and many more, and you'll come back and tell us the next one. I know the thing about these two is people, I mean, I don't know, I'm assuming that people have to finance their own ways to have these things happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a registration fee which covers your lodging, food, use of the site. And then, when I go overseas, I have to pay for all that.
Yeah. So it's an investment.
It is an investment. It's an investment in my career, in my life.
Yeah. Nice. Rick, thanks for coming in. Congratulations on being invited. Do you have to be invited to all of these art talks?
Yes,
you do.
Yes.
So you apply.
You apply.
You
express an interest, and like I said before, they look at your work and they say, "Yeah."
Okay. Well, congratulations on getting in. Congratulations on growing a year older or making it to another year. And we'll be talking to you when you get back.
Thanks for having me on your show once again. I always enjoy it.
Okay, thanks. Rick Crawford. And website?
I don't have a website. RickCrawfordStudios@gmail.com if they want to talk to me.
If anybody wants to talk to him. And he lives here in Astoria. So you can find out more about all of this from him. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, I mentioned Country Fair and the fact that I was there, as were a lot of Astorians. I was delighted to discover that Jim Page, one of my favorites, and you hear him on Friday Folk as well, Albert loves him, his brand new album out, and he said, "I found myself leaning up against the summer of 2019 with a bunch of new songs and only some of them spoken for. This left me with the troubadour's dilemma. Let them stand on their own two feet or let them go unheard. I decided to let them speak for themselves with all their acoustic purpose. Now I'm speaking for myself, I love this new album. And the fact that Jim is playing solo, although listening to him with Billy Oske on the fiddle, violin, and somebody else on the bass usually is a real treat in person. You're listening to Coast Community Radio. Stay tuned. I got lots of theater folks coming in. Thanks for being here.
Pretty simple. You got enough wealth to spread it around, so everybody swims and nobody drowns. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. There's too many people out living on the street. They need homes, they need food to eat. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. We need water, we need clean air, we need jobs, we need health care. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. And it's not just me, and it's not just you, it's all of us. And it's not just me, and it's not just you, it's all of us. pretty simple. You take the stolen money out from under their thumb, give it back to the people that they stole it from. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. You cut the military budget till it's almost gone. Put the money in schools and you can't go wrong. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. We've been doing it wrong all along the line, so let's do it right this time. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. And it's not just me, and it's not just you, it's all of us. It's not just me, and it's not just you, it's all of us. And we are greater than they allow us to believe. We are genius, we are history to be. They think their money is the key, but we know the key is in the numbers of our solidarity. Pretty simple. You can't do it alone, don't even try. You gotta organize, it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. You're dreaming a dream and you're making it real. Everybody's got a shoulder they can put to the wheel. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. And it's a victory and it's almost won. And you're doing what they told you couldn't be done. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. And it's not just me. And it's not just you, it's all of us. It's not just me, and it's not just you, it's all of us. And it's not just me, and it's not just you, it's all of us.
Jim Page, the Jim Page we have come to love, appreciate, admire. He packs those songs in and he gets them out so that we're all able to share them with you. The new album is called Pretty Simple, which is what we just heard. Jim is not very simple with his words. He's a real wordsmith. We've got a number of them at Country Fair. And I'll be playing more. One of my favorites on this album is Phone to Fiddle With, and that I am dedicating to myself. So I'll be playing that maybe next week or on another folk show or something like that. Right now, I have in the studio four folks from the Coaster Theater. It is time for Richard's cut right in half by this light. That's better. I can see your face now. Coaster Theater, as many of you know, in Cannon Beach. Wonderful space, all good seats. Seats about 200, I think. Is that about right? And it's a delight. It's built like an amphitheater, so you really can see what you got. And during the summer, they often put on a summer repertory, meaning that's what I call it. Is that correct even? Who knows? But they have two different plays, and you really need to pay attention because there may be a rhyme and reason to it, but I haven't quite figured it out. So you need to know what the schedule is, but that's easy to do. Just check it out online or get yourself one of their schedules. So this summer, the two plays they're doing, And Then There Were None and None Since. Did somebody do that on purpose or what? I didn't even realize that until I just said it.
It was one of our marketing ploys is that we could do And Then There Were None Since. So it's catchy.
It's catchy. I just read that, and then I went right into that. See, I'm not so smart, but I did notice. So I'm glad that was the voice of the director of Nonsense. That is Richard Bowman. And Richard is an actor, a singer, a performer of many kinds of things. And am I correct that this is your virgin experience directing a musical?
It's my virgin experience directing anything. So it's my very, very first time.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
That's terrific. Yeah, because you've made your way around all the other stuff, so it's time to start directing. Okay. And next to his left, my right, is Heidi Hoffman, who is Sister Mary, do you say Regina or Regina?
Regina.
Regina, Mother Superior, please, folks, Reverend Mother, and in, of course, nonsense. But here's the fun part. I suspect that Heidi Hoffman likes uniforms because I read that she was a police officer for 23 years.
That is correct.
So, do you have a thing about uniforms?
Well, perhaps. I was raised in a military family. My dad and both my brothers served, so
okay.
I guess maybe I do have a thing for
uniforms. Okay, but right now your uniform is...
A habit.
Well, right now it's North Coast casual.
Yes.
Which is what all our uniforms are here. But so you have been doing theater, though, for... Did you wait until after your professional life to start theater, or have you been doing theater, or is policing theater as well? How would you describe all this?
Well, I was lucky enough to retire in 2016, and then I moved down to Seaside full-time, and I auditioned for the Christmas play in 17. That's how I met Richard. And that was my first introduction to the Coaster Theater. So, no, I had no experience before 2017.
You thought you had no experience, but you see, we've just made two things, uniforms and theater, because, you know, life is. So, Heidi Hoffman, new to me. Is this your first time on KMUN?
Yes.
Is it your first time on radio?
No.
Okay. We're going to wait. We know... We'll be asking you a similar question. On Heidi's left, my right, is none other than the director of And Then There Were None, well-known to this community, Mick Alderman. Hi, Mick.
Hello.
And Mick is not new to anything, as far as I can tell.
Is that an age crack?
You're much younger than I am, so no, it can't be. But seriously, I didn't realize this. I didn't remember. I was here. You directed your first play in 1991.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an original comedy titled A Place of My Own. And that was when Clatsop Community College was wise enough to have an Arts on Stage program at the very Performing Arts Center on 16th and Franklin, which we hope to make into another, back into a theater as well as concert place. But you've been writing plays, movie scripts. I tried to wear my crimps shirt today, but it was a little tight. I think it shrank or something like that. And then you also were one of the people who started the River Theater.
Back in the day.
Which I am wearing. And that has sort of had a phoenix rising into peer pressure productions in a way.
That's right.
Right here in Astoria. You were also involved in, what was that movie with all the big shots?
With all the big shots?
Yeah. Sometimes A Great Notion, or something. Were you involved in that? There was some movie, and you were the young guy, but they discovered that you knew a lot about film.
Well, are you talking about The Goonies?
Oh, that was it.
Yeah, sometimes A Great Motion. I confuse those two all the time.
Yes, they're... These are all kind of local jokes, folks, but it is pretty funny around here. It is such a rich community for the arts. And we're talking Cannon Beach, where the Coaster Theater is. It's 25 miles about south of Astoria and Astoria and then all the other parts here. So, and wow, you directed Noises Off.
Yeah.
That was
a year ago. Yeah, Richard was in that one.
Oh, Lordy Lord.
That was a blast.
That was hilarious. I was doubled over most of the time, and I understood that was quite a challenge.
You
guys did a fabulous job.
Thank you.
Now, Barbie is the other person. Have you been here before?
Yes.
On this show?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Why? What did you do before?
I was in the Birds a couple of years ago.
Oh,
see,
fat.
I knew that I was going to get that face.
Yeah. Okay, I'm remembering now. You had your hair out. You have very curly.
Yes.
I know who you are. You stay on that side. Okay. That's Barbie England. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
England.
Mm-hmm.
And she is playing Dr. Armstrong. Now, what are you doing this time?
I'm innocent.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
I am declaring a lot of deaths.
Because you're the doctor. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we're a little suspicious anyway. So, Heidi, that makes you the only virgin of the day. Congratulations. You are a KMUN virgin.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Do I get a prize?
Well, you do. Your prize is that I'll never say that to you again on this radio show.
Okay.
The rest of them are all. So how does this work for, are any of you in both of the shows?
No.
Are any, well, the directors, of course, couldn't be, but are any of the actors doing both plays this time? Okay. Because sometimes that's happened, and my brain can't even retain one play, but to be in two plays on the same stage, I could see being a little confusing. So tell me what, give me a sort of a thumbnail sketch, and also, Richard, I'm curious what gave you the confidence to start your directorial career with this?
Well, Nonsense was actually one of the first shows I ever saw as a teenager, and it really kind of resonated with me that you can do so many things with live theater. So when it became available for the Coaster Theater to do it, I put my name in, and Patrick said, "Hey, what's your vision?" I gave him just a cookie-cutter outline of this is what I want. What I get is probably going to be 60% of that, but... Patrick trusted into me, and then when Mick was announced as And Then There Were None, we started talking about how we could make the set work for both of us so it could be two completely different shows.
Yeah, and that's one of the interesting things about doing this repertory, because you do a Friday night, a Saturday night, different plays, and yet you can't rip down a set and put it back up again. So how do you work that out?
Engineering on Mick's part with his set, he made it really easy to, everything's on wheels, or it flips and hides behind something else. And then most of Nonsense has all of their props on wheels that we wheel out, and we change some of the walls and draw a couple of curtains, and it changes the set quite a bit.
I'm sure. I did not realize that was that wheels. I thought you just sort of flip things upside down or backwards or stuff like that. Seriously.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
No, literally. Yeah. That does happen sometimes. In this case, these two shows happen to work pretty well because Nonsense is actually doesn't have a standing set per se. It has set pieces.
Uh-huh.
And mine has a standing set, so I designed mine so that it would move out of the way so he could bring his pieces on. If when you have two standing sets required for two different shows, that makes it much more complicated. But this one wasn't too bad.
Is that something to consider when you're picking the plays?
That's perhaps a question for Richard.
Yeah, programming takes that into consideration. How can we do these two shows? A lot of the times we'll do a smaller cast musical that's almost black box style.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost so just to make it easier, but that's really just up to the director in articulating what their vision is. We have done shows where we have put faux walls on top of existing walls, and when we did It Could Be Any One of Us and Little Shop of Horrors, we totally flipped everything. We had a wall that was built in the back that we drug out to make a different set. So it just really depends on what the programming committee feels is within our...
Okay, and that's what I'm picking up program committee hour. So you are on the program.
I am, yes. Yeah. Yes.
And how long have you been doing that?
Almost 3 years.
So that's yet another dimension. So I was right when I said you've done everything. I didn't remember that part because I've mostly seen you acting and singing beautifully and wearing strange clothes and various venues.
Comes
stuff
with the
like that,
you know? Territory.
So how does it feel, since this is your first experience, how does it feel to be telling everybody else what to do? And then
well, hopefully Heidi will come to my my side on this.
I
never really told anyone what to do. I was just giving them education of telling them this is how we do it, or, you know, this might be where your character's coming from. Try something. And mm-hmm. if it just doesn't fit, that's where I would get involved going, hey, that's not very nun-like. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, remember, mm-hmm. we're still nuns. But a lot of this was very collaborative. I mean, I never yelled at anybody. I didn't want to yell at anybody because I don't respond to directors yelling at me. So I was trying to do everything.
I think that's the beauty of being on both sides, mm-hmm. Being an actor and then a director and then perhaps an actor again. So you can be sympathetic. So, Heidi, how did he do?
In my opinion, he's fabulous.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, right. This is going out to millions of people all over the world. This is terrific.
No, it's been a real pleasure and an honor to work with Richard. He's very empathetic to what's going on with his cast on any given day. He lets us give a lot of input and, you know, could I try this? Could I try that? He encourages us to improvise and do things that we think might be funny. And like mm-hmm. you said, if he doesn't think it's a go, he
gives you the feedback.
He's very gentle about it. He's not like, no, that's stupid. Why are you thinking that? But it's like, maybe we could do this instead of that. But I think it also helps that all of us in the cast knew each other beforehand. So it's a good group.
Yeah.
We all kind of gel together and everybody has more experience than me, so I've been learning from everybody.
Great.
And emulating, you know, what I think.
And it sounds as though you have definitely found a niche here.
I'm having a lot of fun. Yeah. I look forward to trying other plays in the future, but I don't know how I'm ever going to top this experience because it's been absolutely wonderful.
And now, can either of you in one, even if it's a run-on sentence, tell us the story, because both of these plays are pretty well known. But
do you
I think of Whoopi Goldberg.
Don't give anything away.
I won't give anything away. Nonsense is about a convent in Hoboken, New Jersey, and they have a bit of a disaster that forces them to put on a fundraiser. And none of the nuns are obviously professional entertainers, so you see each of them contribute as best you can, and a lot of silly things come out of those efforts.
Okay.
But I think in the end, it's all about them taking care of each other and doing what needs to be done.
And this is an all-age play.
Yes, this is very family-friendly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would think so. During the summer, that's especially so. Now we're going to move over to the murder mystery here. Which is also a family play. And you guys can pitch in at any time on each other, too. So, Mick, is that your directorial style as well? Or do you yell at people? Or maybe I should ask Barbie.
Yes. He was amazing. I've worked with a number of directors and thought before this experience that I might like to direct at some point, and realized after watching Mick that I may not be a nice enough person because he's just so gentle and kind, and I never heard him raise his voice. I never sensed from him any frustration. I'm sure there was, but mm-hmm. no, he was fantastic to work with.
I think it's called professionalism, and I've done some acting, and I can attest to both of our actors are saying it makes all the difference in the world to have a director who's supportive and gives guidance rather than start screaming at people. And we know some of them, too, right?
Yes, here. I've worked for them.
Yes, me too. Anyway, so can you give us either one of you, and then there were none. Give us a kind of overview of what it is.
So it's 10 strangers who are gathered at this island. They don't know each other. They have no idea really why they're there. They've each been given a specific reason, but it's rather confusing to them. And they have one thing in common from their past. They each have dark places in their past, and those dark places come back to haunt them a bit.
I think most people could probably identify with that. I don't know how dark.
Yes, hopefully they don't identify completely. But
well, no, since you told us that you're the one who discovers all the dead bodies, I'm thinking, oh my God. So, and did you choose this play, or did the committee choose? And how does that work?
The Coaster Selection Committee chooses the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes specific directors have a pet project that they will submit for consideration. That was not the case with me in this show. This show had already been chosen and, in fact, was being directed by someone else who decided that she needed a break and stepped away. And so Patrick offered it to me. And I read the script and said, yeah, I think I can do something with this.
Nice, nice. It's, again, I say we are so rich in capable people. It's very fortunate so that something like that can happen, and it's happened in plays, too, where someone's gotten hurt or called away, someone fills in, and it's a terrific time. So have you had fun doing this play?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We've had some cast changes, so there's been some different dynamics and things moving about a bit. It was a little fluid for a little while. But, yeah, it's been a great time. This is by far the biggest time commitment that I have made to a play. I've done a number of them, but never a run this long. And never like every other day.
It's like
the schedule has been a little bit challenging, but it's all working out very well.
Great. So the good part about that kind of scheduling is that people can come to visit. Or even if you live here, you can go to Cannon Beach and spend a couple of nights and see two different delightful plays at the Coaster Theater. The phone number there, I know, is 503-436 for tickets, 1242. The website...
CoasterTheater.com.
That's R-E, the European way.
Well, it's not a movie theater. Is how we explain it.
Is that right?
Correct.
Oh, I don't. We'll talk about that another time. Okay, that's the difference. Well, this is great. Coaster Theater in Cannon Beach tonight. I think I checked in with you. Tonight is actually Nonsense, and then tomorrow night, and then There Were None, and then next starts on Wednesday again with And Then There Were None. And goes back to Nonsense on Thursday. So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Wednesday through Saturday right now.
Ah, okay.
With a couple of Sundays.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. With a couple of Sundays. See what I mean, folks? You figure it out, but do check it out. It's a wonderful experience. And watch for these folks. Do the directors don't attend every performance?
I am.
You are. Okay.
I'm actually up in the booth doing sound for it.
Oh, okay.
But I am not in director mode.
Right.
I am in
Too
tech
late
mode.
For that.
It is their show and they're doing a great job. So
nice. So you think you might direct again? Or do
well,
you...
I would be open to it, but I'm ready to get back on stage.
Well, that's what I was wondering, whether you get itchy when you're directing. And you just, because it's so fun to be on stage, isn't it? You know? So, well, the women here can break their legs. The men cannot. And thank you so much for enhancing the arts in Clatsop County and for coming into Coast Community Radio.
I do have one thing, if I can, real
Please.
Quick. We do have auditions for our Christmas show coming up, which is going to be Annie, the musical.
Oh, wow.
And we're looking for 7 women, 5 men, and 7 girls, plus featured ensemble roles. And those auditions are on Monday and Tuesday night at 6:30 at the Coaster Theater. And character descriptions are available at CoasterTheater.com.
You're talking this coming Monday?
This coming Monday and Tuesday.
Okay, folks. They don't mess around. This
nope.
is
And Barbie is going to be in the fall show. She's going to be in Savannah Sipping Society.
Yes.
Okay, so what you need to do is go to CoasterTheaterRE.com and see all the stuff that's happening. And then, even better, get on their mailing list. And then they send you all the stuff and you don't have to go and search.
And I would say to anyone out there who's a thought of acting but has always been too afraid to try it, the Coaster is a very supportive theater and they welcome people to come who have no experience whatsoever. That's how I started there.
Great.
And they've been very, very supportive.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. It's a very warm place. They were very welcoming. This is my first experience with the Coaster, and they were very welcoming and made me feel right at home.
You were doing your thing in Tillamook County.
That's where I got
and
my start.
Astoria.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, I did The Birds here in Astoria, but before that, I had done one play in Ilwaco, and before that, everything was in Tillamook at the barn.
You have a good vehicle, huh?
And a high gas bill.
There you go. Okay. Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, yes, thank you.
This is my guests, starting from the other direction. I've got Barbie England and Mick Alderman, Heidi Hoffman, and Richard Bowman. Do you say Bowman or Bowman?
Bowman.
That's what I thought. Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Okay.
And I've got some music for you. I do. It went to sleep, though. Here it is. Oh, this is a band that is going to be on Thursday at Kala. It's the Alec Hudson Band, and singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Alec Hudson from Boston. These folks are coming in, and here's a little extra special. Trumpeter Davina Boughton, who was here with Mark Burney, her uncle. Yes, she is the granddaughter of Bruce and Christina Burney. And so she is playing trumpet, and she gave us a taste of that. So they're going to be at Kala on Thursday. Here's some music right here on Coast Community Radio. Stay tuned for more theater. This is a little bit younger theater.
Of honey, oh honey, will you find me in the seat of that fig tree, wondering which path to take in front of me, oh, oh, oh. Will I trade my youth for a stack of money, drop my dreams if something funny is on. God, where's all the time gone? If I had another life, I'd waste it all. But take the ball and run. Inside of me, come and stand where only I can see what's real. Well, I tried being real for a while. I don't know if it fits my style. I can't get the things I want if I am honest all the time. I could ask for guiding light. Oh, if only it just felt right. To put blame on something else when things aren't going how you plan. Take the ball and run.
I figured that sounds moon-like enough for us, so we're doing just fine right here on Coast Community Radio. By the way, did I mention there is a huge party going on 14th Street, and it is a Coast Community Radio party. It's called the Ferry Street Block Party, and it's 14th. I think it's like between, I'm not sure, Commercial and Marine, and should be sure it's sitting right in front of me. It's from 2 to 8, live music, DJs, family activities, local vendor booths, a beer garden, barbecue, and more. So it's between Marine and Commercial, and traffic has been closed off, for better or worse. Benefits, proceeds benefit Coast Community Radio. That is us, your favorite, of course. So that is happening right now until 8 o'clock, and then after that, there'll be music at Albatross. And speaking of music at Albatross, don't forget that every Wednesday night, you can hear Mike Metzner and Luke and Olaf Yitzdi playing music there starting at about 8:30. Well, I've got some brand new to me and probably to you too, most of you, guests here in the studio. And that would be Casey Sargent. Hi, Casey.
Hi.
No, you can't wave. You have to speak. You know, it's not theater. It's radio. And you'll find out why I'm saying that in a minute. And Anthony Ward.
Hello.
Okay. They are here because they are the designates from Missoula. That's Missoula, Montana. Mm-hmm. But that's not how we know it. We know it as Missoula Theater, Children's Theater. And they're here in our story. They've been here all week at the Liberty Theater. This is a gift from the Liberty Theater to the community. And they've been, they auditioned kids and they cast them. And I do believe they play in the show themselves. Mm-hmm. That's why they're so young looking. I'm sure they're not. Well, I'm not sure how old they are. I have no idea. They look about. Yeah, never mind. But they're here with Gulliver's Travels and the performances, which are open to the public. You can be an adult without children and still go and see this production because they're always fun. But if you do have any kind of children, whether they're yours or your neighbors or you found them in the street, bring them on over and check it out. There's two performances, 3 o'clock and 5:30 at the Liberty Theater, and that is tomorrow. So welcome to KMUN.
Hi, thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, I'm Hello. Glad to have you here. Have you been in Astoria before?
We have not been in Astoria before. No, this is our first time, yeah.
Well, then obviously you haven't been on this radio station.
No.
Have you been on radio before, though?
No.
This is our first interview,
no
actually.
No wonder you look so nervous when I push those mics in front of your faces. You especially, Casey, was like,
yeah.
What is that? Well, congratulations. I think you're old enough to handle the fact that you are no longer radio virgins. You
it's true.
Are.
It's true. Look at that.
There you go.
It's true.
Wonderful. So, do you actually live in Missoula or
no?
No,
we don't. No, we are from our own community. So, I'm from Columbus, Georgia,
and I'm from Niagara Falls, New York.
Yeah. And wow. Then,
pretty far away from here.
Yeah. Well, and then for the job, we went to Missoula and had about 2 weeks of training, and then have been on the road ever since.
How do you get that job? Are you involved in theater in your hometowns? Or?
Yeah. I've done theater for my whole life, basically. And
I started theater when I was in fourth grade. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, and they both look like they're in high school still.
Oh, no.
No, they're not.
No. Nope.
Are you in college?
No, we've actually both graduated from college. I am 26. Yeah. I graduated about 2 years ago from college.
Yeah, and I turned 22 in July. So.
See, I knew she looked. Okay, and is theater what you're planning to do professionally?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So this is a beautiful way to do it.
Absolutely.
But you hadn't done Missoula before.
Nope.
How do you find out about it even?
Well, the way that I found out about it is there are audition conferences in different parts of the country, and I went to the New England Theater Conference, and I did an audition last, I don't know, I think it was like April or March or something like that, and then Missoula Children's Theater called me back to interview me and have me do a couple more things, and then about a month and a half later, they offered me a job, and I took it.
Yeah. How about you, Case?
Yeah, that was about the same for me, except because I'm from the Southeast, I went to the Southeast theater conference and I auditioned.
Where was that? Yeah.
It was in, I'm trying to remember. I think it was in Tennessee.
Okay, I'm just thinking you have to make an investment.
Oh, definitely.
Just to audition, just to show you're interested, you have to
travel. Make you pay for the audition,
yes,
too,
they do.
To even do it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now you are getting paid a pittance, I'm sure, but still. Okay. And, how many communities will you be going to this summer?
Well,
and do you two work as a team the whole summer then?
We do.
Okay.
Anthony and I actually have a year-long contract.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so we'll be working for the entire year. We started around May. So May of 2020 is when we will end our contracts. But Anthony and I will be tour partners for the entire year.
So you did, obviously, you didn't know each other before.
Oh, no.
We did not, no.
So what did they do? Put you in a room and see if you didn't kill each other to make sure you... I mean, that's a long time to hang out together.
Well, they gave you... all of us a like a questionnaire type thing, and we have to answer it, and they say they have some kind of algorithm and then they put us together, and they did a pretty good job because Casey and I have very similar beliefs and senses of humors and stuff like that.
Wonderful. I mean, this is like on so many levels, and then you come into a community like ours and the kids, you know, the word has gone out. So a bunch of kids, what, showed up on Monday for auditions?
88 kids showed up on
88?
Monday.
88?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the age range?
We can do, if they've been to kindergarten.
So
we
can like about five.
Yeah, five or six. Kindergarten through 12th grade. So we can have all the way up to high school seniors.
So basically 5 to 18.
Wow.
Participate in Missoula Children's Theater.
Do you have any kids that old?
We have older students, I think.
Our oldest is 16 this week.
Wow.
And our youngest is probably five.
Yeah, five.
Okay. Interesting that, nice for them to see young people like yourselves doing this work, because it says, well, to me anyway, it would say, hey, this is a possibility. If they can do it, and she looks like she's younger than I am, then maybe I could do this for work too. It's a real inspiration. So how many kids are actually in the play? Are you using all 88?
Unfortunately, we can't ever cast everybody. We can cast 50 to 60 kids.
Okay.
So yeah, we have about 60 in our production this week.
Nice.
Yeah.
And who chooses the plays? I presume Missoula chooses.
Yes, Missoula Children's Theater, when we signed our contract, they gave us the show.
Okay.
But we have over 40 teams going out and doing different shows.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
And they do a really good job in not sending the same show to a community twice.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that Liberty has been having Missoula come here for over 20 years or something like that. And they said that they haven't really seen the same show twice, which is remarkable, honestly.
Yeah. And you come into the community, you bring, I mean, this works for a quickie. You know, you only have a week.
Yeah.
You bring costumes.
We bring everything.
You bring everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, and this is the part where, for me, it's a little like, So, you know, I love the fact that you can get these kids up and running so fast. And I'm sure, again, they're inspired by seeing people like you, because you're part of the play, too. You're the stars, aren't you?
Well, each week, one of us is, like, in the show, and the other one is, like, the director position for that week.
Yeah.
So this week, I will be performing the role of the invisible force, and Casey is the director backstage, making sure all the kids are ready to come on for their cues.
Like a stage director as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. And and there is a very small charge for the audience.
$5.
I believe it's $5.
Yeah. We don't even talk prices here, but that's okay because you're a first-timer. So. but it is well worth bringing it's inspiring to kids. Now, I love the idea that some of our youngsters will then go on to, because we have children's theater here in Astoria with Astor Street Opry Company, and then they can find out the rest of the story. No, people don't come in and hand you everything. You have to learn how to do stage, mm-hmm. and have you experienced that as well? You've done backstage stuff. And
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of, when I was younger, performing was great, but it wasn't until I got into high school and college where I got more of, like, the backstage experience. So learning how to put set pieces together and what it takes to build those set pieces mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's super important, too, because those are, like, life skills that I think everyone should have.
Good point. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether you heard my last interview. I should have told you to listen in because mm-hmm. that was the folks who are doing the plays in the Coaster Theater in Cannon Beach. Mm-hmm. The two directors are both professional, and the two actors have both a lot of experience. And they create their own set, build it, the whole schmear, you know.
Yeah.
And so, but you got to start somewhere.
Absolutely,
so it's exciting
yeah.
to have this. Have you been enjoying your week in Astoria?
Oh, we
yes,
love it here.
It's beautiful.
It's
here.
Such a beautiful town to yes. walk around.
Even
and see.
Without the sun.
Even
right?
without the sun,
even
yeah.
Without,
right. I mean, we've been pretty fortunate. We've had some really beautiful days here, but mm-hmm. the waterfront is beautiful.
Yeah. So, where do you go next?
Next, we get to drive to Baker City, Oregon, which is about 6.5 hours away.
Okay.
Yeah, they told us it would be very warm there.
Okay, warm, huh? Okay,
yeah.
Good luck. Yes.
Thank you.
Nice, though. Eastern Oregon, in other words. And are you going all the way across the country, or are you mostly in the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah, for our summer tour, we were mostly Pacific Northwest. We're going to Nevada, too, for a little bit.
Okay.
But then once our summer tour is over, we have off for about 2 weeks, and then we start a different show, and we will start off in Texas.
Yes.
So, also doing the same idea, week.
The same week
okay.
residency.
Okay.
We get your kids to audition. Right. We teach them everything
right.
and put up the show.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Whew. And you do get some breaks.
We do, yes. Okay. Most of our days, Monday through Sunday, are full of working, but we do get some weeks off.
Yeah. I think that would be imperative or you'd go nuts.
Well, it's easier to work when you enjoy the work that you're doing.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and this job is awesome.
That's another imperative thing,
yeah.
is to enjoy the work you're doing. I'm so pleased to meet you. Thank you for being in this community. And I wish you both, I'm not going to tell you to break your leg. You should break your leg this week. Maybe you break your leg next week.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Absolutely.
But the main thing is to keep your dreams alive and enjoy this world of magic. We need this kind of magic, especially when life gets a little crazy. So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. Thank you so
yeah.
much for
yes,
having
thank
us
you.
Today.
Thanks for
yeah.
coming in. Again, this is happening tomorrow. The performance is happening tomorrow, 3:00 and 5:30 at the Liberty Theater. And this is a gift to the community from the Liberty and Missoula, Gulliver's Travels, and my guests, Anthony Ward and Casey Sargent. Come and meet them and see the kids. Pick them up wherever you find kids. Just bring them in. Thanks so much for coming in.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. I have almost no time. I have... I'm just going to let you know. This is a Mishkin piece. Mishkin is performing at Kala tomorrow evening. She was on my folk show last week, and we had a joyful time. It was quite wonderful. And... So she'll be there tomorrow night, and then again next Thursday, Alec Hudson, and they're opening with Crabbo and Ray Coffee on Thursday. Tonight, Nonsense at the Coaster, and then there were none after that. The Peninsula Arts Association is having its studio tour today, tomorrow, and Sunday. That's all over the peninsula. Thank you so much to Teresa, who hosted a terrific arts show last week with the Peninsula Arts Association, as well as the tenor guitar folks, and the beautiful art of Bethany Rowland, which is at Imogen. Thanks, Teresa. Papa is showing Mary Poppins, and I saw that, and it was absolutely delightful. That's at across the River on the Washington side, Chinook area, Peninsula Arts Association is opening with Blythe Spirit, Astor Street Opera Company, Shanghai in Astoria. Tomorrow night, the Peninsula Performing Arts Center, Groovy Wallpaper, and Wednesday they have Steve Frost. Anita has Portland DJ crew, Strange Babes, and the Liberty Missoula. Next Wednesday, Repair Cafe, Sensation, Astoria High School, Student Projects.